So we are with Dat Garcia, and she's just releasing a new album just this month, isn't it? You are releasing a new single with a very powerful lyrics. Dat, what's the inspiration of this new work? The title is Walking on the Stones or something like that?
That's the name of the song, first single. And my album it's about to be released in April, by mid-April. And so this is my first single and my first video. And it's about, the name of the album, it's uneducated or poorly educated. It would be in English. It's called Maleducada. And it's about the poor education we have here, especially women, the poor emotional education, and because we are always meant to be good students, good a good daughter, a good wife, but we are never told to be good with ourselves, to take care of ourselves, of our minds, of our body, how to eat properly and to rest properly and to do what we want. And so that's the album about. All the songs say something about that. It's like, when you say something, when you declare something, then you can start changing it.
Is that the purpose of this new album?
Yes, it's like declaring myself maleducada or like this.
Yes.
How would you say it? Because
it could be also misbehaved.
But in Spanish it has like a second meaning, maleducada, that is like rude. So I play a bit with these two meanings.
I was surprised also because the lyrics of the single I was able to listen to and other of your prior works, they are so strongly regarding a message for women. So you're a new generation of women there in Argentina.
Yes, old generation.
How is to be a new generation, to say something like a very young generation of women in Argentina in the business scenario, the musical business? Is it hard? Because the title of your album, it was like, I thought, well, if this is the title, like walking on the stones or caminando, andando sobre las piedras, it's tough. It's like telling your audience, this is being tough, but I'm going to walk anyway. Is that part of your message?
Yes, this is part of my message, of course, because you have to realize where you are and like take a sight of your environment and see how are you going to work it out, but you have to do it anyway. What you want to do, I mean, or who you want to be. And this is a message that nobody gives us. When you are young, when you are a kid, you always are meant to be someone, but not who you really are. You have to be someone for the society, I mean. But nobody cares of who you really want to be or what you want to do.
Que me lleva no es real. Tengo un largo camino que transitar. Voy a tomar el atajo en tu frente. Soy un imán con tu mente. Soy la fuerza misma y puedo mutar. Mi cuerpo se hace aire y puede volar. Cuando
what are the main challenges that you as a woman need to face these days?
Basically education, I think, because there are many things that you cannot study, that you have to reach just by experience. Sometimes you don't know what you want to do or who you want to be, but you have to keep trying, doing what you think it's okay, and then in a moment you will like explode. There something inside of you will explode, and then you will know what you want to do. But it's not always something very clear, and I think society don't respect these times of the people, and so I think that's the main obstacle. But it's not something about especially Argentinian society, but this I think this is the time of, it's a time in our culture, as it was in the past, I think, for any other things, and now we're reaching more things, but I mean there it's something of these times.
Regarding music and the fact I was reached by somebody from your labels, from ZZK Records, and there are very few women in the kind of genre that you are immersing yourself, this kind of fusion with folk music, digital. Is it something also new for the music scenario that a woman approaches music in this way?
It's quite new to be known if you do these things. I think there is a lot of people who do this, but they are not really... nobody pays attention to them, or no one makes something that... maybe it's interesting for any label, and so no one can listen to these people. For example, here I don't know how is it outside in other countries. I think it's opener in other countries, but here in Buenos Aires or in Argentina, when you turn on the radio, you will always listen to the successful artists. You will never listen to new people making music and saying things, new things. It's very hard to be listened here. I'm very thankful to Zeta Zeta because they are always trying to find people who want to express themselves and with interesting music. So I'm very thankful of that. But I don't know why there are not many women here doing this. I think it's maybe women are taken more like for singing or for playing an instrument, but not for doing everything.
Like you do.
Yes, or maybe they don't care, but I think it's like a more comfortable place for a woman to be in a band singing, for example, or doing just one thing. I got tired of doing this and I needed to express myself in a full way. And you know, when you play music with other people, you always have the opinion or the influence of other people in your music. But I wanted to make a product who would be entirely mine and who would say what I really wanted to say. Because when you are with other people, the other one might say, no, it's better, I think, if you don't say this, maybe say that. And so this is not your full your message, completely yours. But what I wanted to say was so clear that I needed to do it all by myself. And maybe that's not very comfortable, because when I go to play my music in my live shows, I have to take all the things and to carry with all the bags and the wires and connect everything. And I don't have someone who works with me. I'm just me alone. And I make like some scenography and lightning and I control everything. So it's quite hard.
I can guess that. And also tough. You have to make a lot of workout there.
Yeah. But at the end of the night, it's very, very pleasant.